adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Nick. What's up? I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
That was it.
Welcome back to another session of the Shit Show. That is the Nissan Pathfinder.
Why did we change our name?
Well, Nissan changed it for us after they offered me that fat stack of cash. The last time we met,
you were giving money to her, not buying dinner.
Do you want a crit or not?
Huh? Maybe.
Okay. So now I'm totally... the last time we met, you guys killed a little girl.
It was a doll.
It was
we
a doll.
We the little girl. We tried to burn down... I tried to burn down the...
Oh, no, the house burned down. It did burn down. It burned down to the ground. You guys, at the end of the fight, you guys witnessed, like, an apparition appear up from, like, the maze.
That was creepy.
Said thank you. And then it floated off. Probably to Phrasma somewhere.
What you need.
Oh, there it is. Sorry.
Yeah, with a smoldering fire pit behind
you.
Can you
see this?
Yeah, I
didn't want to. That was a tiny little light.
We leveled up.
You leveled up?
We did level up.
Yes, we did. Good job, everybody.
Killed a doll. Wait, David, did you level up?
Yep.
Yeah.
So improved unarmed is what
negative
I think.
Negative level.
So I'm level zero?
Yep. Commoner.
Turn into a kitty?
Oh, I'll love it.
It's a little kitty.
What did you get, Lance?
Oh, boy.
I'm a smell it.
Edmund Fitzgerald. Who sings that song?
I don't know.
I
know who it is.
Shazam. Shazam will identify for us.
I don't think if I sing it, it's going to identify.
Yes.
I also have the internet.
Like here? I forgot we're in the suburbs.
No, Eric was nice enough to share his crazy password.
Maybe you can do that too.
You should issue it.
Eric, which banner? Tell me real quick.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
tell it's so obvious. Going
anyone's ever passing by your house.
Yeah.
Our stalkers.
You are.
Internet stalkers can come.
They can memorize
you
my
are under surveillance.
Hexadecimal password. They are world path.
So you heard the password. It's hexadecimal.
It's like that reboot TV show.
It's coming back, I heard. A rebooting reboot. And I also learned the show's Canadian.
All right. My feet is not on strike.
All right. So we're all level 2.
Now we can spar hardcore, but
some of us are level 2.
Except for I have a higher attack bonus.
Yeah, even I leveled up, David. What is your problem?
God.
It's screwing around.
God, stop jumping in front of explosions and
that
shit.
That too. Alright. Flavor text.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Flavor text. Search is continuing for...
What the hell? What are you... Hey, don't just play
something and
stop
it.
Yeah,
tell us what it
was. Is that
another song?
I know it's actually bound, is it?
It's Gordon Lightfoot. He's Canadian, too.
I think that could be our new travel music.
But you can start playing right now.
It's okay.
The Harrod Trail.
Nope, I better start right now.
All right, so we're going down the trail.
I'm trying to think of, like, a voice that's pretty familiar.
Hello.
The trail continues through a narrow pass, descending south and east into an icy valley.
You can say it in Canadian accent since he's Canadian.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, what's this pouth all about, yeah?
Is that Canadian?
Yeah.
Sure,
about? I don't know. Sorry.
An unusual pile of vines is scratching the fresh snow, covering the trail at the edge of the clearing.
Survival check. Looking for tracks. That will be a 20.
You notice that out of the sort of the woods off to your right, the thick woods, that some tracks come clearing, like coming out into the clearing, into the little trail that you're on, and they look very, very familiar. They appear to be giant weasel tracks.
Oh,
I don't think we have to worry about that.
Can I tell if it's the same weasel?
Can I, since I skinned it, can I, like, take out its paw?
Yeah.
And
well,
compare?
Do you have the paw?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing.
It's part of skinning it.
Do you have, like, the little slippers on with, like, a little claw at the end? You're just going to start walking?
Yeah.
That's CSI shit right there.
Well, could I roll to see if I'm that smart?
Okay, hold on. You're asking me if you can roll again to see if that was the same weasel?
Yeah.
Like, did you check its lifelines or something? Like, you
well, but we tracked it last time. I tracked it last time, so
yeah,
I feel like
no,
I really...
No, but you can tell they're giant weasel prints.
But is it the same giant weasel?
I don't know.
Was it using a toe or something?
I'll be honest. You did not roll high enough to determine that it was the same weasel.
I turn around and go, guys,
going to die.
This is the same weasel.
It's got cancer, too. And then also...
I think it's the same weasel.
Otherwise, the tracks appear to be fairly old.
Do they seem to be coming from the direction that his den is?
No. It came from the opposite direction.
Back.
Is it heading towards its den?
It's going... The tracks are actually...
Hold on,
the
weasel's calling me. He's letting me know.
I'm dead still.
Oh, okay.
The tracks are actually going...
I'm the weasel from the grave.
That you guys were going.
Oh, okay. I'll tell my colleagues, hey, there's weasel tracks that might be the same weasel. They're kind of old. Or there, he might be a whole family of them. Who knows? So I say I put this weasel fur on, go undercover, infiltrate.
The weasel kingdom.
I'll go deep in the undercover.
Kingdom.
Yeah.
Do we really? I don't even
find
know
you
if
in
I
2 months.
Yeah.
I'm the weasel king.
I'm like eating grubs. I'm like totally in. Yeah.
He went native.
Yeah.
He's so deep.
He's
never
too
get
deep.
It'll be like sleeping dogs. I don't know if anyone's played that. It'll be like sleeping weasel. He's just too deep. You can't get him. He's obviously a Chinese gangster now.
Okay. I say, guys, I think we's all on the right track.
Oh, nice. Thumbs up.
No, I don't think the thumb even wants to move. It's just, yeah.
Before we move on, I go to Snarbart's character.
Uh-huh.
Snarbart, I go, you know Willem's got a talking monkey? You should talk to him about that.
He's got a talking monkey?
Talking monkey.
What do you mean?
Oh, Willow, why don't you tell him about that?
Yeah,
tell the DM, too.
I have a monkey that talks? Yeah, back in Absalom, there, you know, we
it
got
sucks
a monkey.
It sucks when people listen to the podcast and they remember what you said many episodes ago.
Yeah, I should maybe
so
do
you're
that.
The one downloading it. Why
do you download it 73 times?
Yeah.
I don't keep track of this
like
shit.
It's like a shitty version of Clue.
What did I say? I said I had a talking.
I don't know. It was like we're about to
how,
do something. And
how
it was
late
in
the episode was it?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. If it's past, you know, it's
six.
We're like getting ready to fight those that deer, and you're like, I'm gonna talking monkey back at home.
Okay. I don't remember all the shit I had. My parents were professors at the Arcanium. There's all kinds of weird shit. There's a skeleton that you can control with your mind. And
hey, don't. You better stop right now, because this is just going to get brought up later. There's going to be a skeleton, and you're going to be like, come on, Willem, talk to him.
Keep bringing stuff up. I like this.
I'm
I think we know where we can go find a skeleton back in the snow.
I say, talking monkey, and then I run towards Epsilon.
You mean Chi-Chi?
He's in shock still.
That's what Himlock did, too. Or Himlish.
Heimlich?
Yeah. Dead.
Chim Chim? You mean Chim Chim.
Chim Chim?
The talking monkey back at...
So I'm a talking cat. What's the big fucking deal?
Ooh, wow. He got real serious also.
I thought you were going to make an intimidate check for a second.
All right, sure.
He's not pussyfooting around here.
That is a natural 20 on intimidation.
Meow.
You really meant that. Wow.
My claws come out.
Well, we know what David's doing.
I do an aside with Willem. He wants to wrestle you. That's how cat people do it.
Do you want to wrestle?
No, I just took a bath.
Jiro.
That's the name of an episode coming up.
Let's Wrestle is the name of an episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's
episode where you guys wrestle.
This is kind of watching this unfold.
Ignore them. Question my life.
What am I doing here?
Okay, well... Willem, are you intimidated, or is everything okay?
Why? I know it means you.
Actions.
Are you okay? No, I'm good.
Oh, it's cool. I just,
Sorry.
Being a talking animal is kind of my thing, and I feel like, I don't know. I get self-conscious. I feel like when other people bring up other talking animals, I'm like in competition with them. You know, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have reacted that way.
You two, give me a hug check. Give me a hug check, right?
Hug check?
What do you roll for?
This is like a high five where you
to
miss.
To your emotional level. Like, what age are you?
What do you want me to add into that?
Sir Ash, while they're hugging it out, what are you doing?
I'm going to
wait,
get
where's
out
my
the,
actual
D20?
Do I not have
yeah.
it here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a D15.
Tweaking it while I'm looking at it.
What do you want us to add into that?
But I'm gonna be looking at
charisma.
I was just kidding, but yeah, charisma I guess would be nice.
I got a 5.
No, I got an 8.
Alright. Willem hugs you for far longer than his mom. I'm just kidding.
You scratch my ear a little bit.
So I think you guys are gonna as a friendly DM, should I remind you of what I said?
We're going down the trail, and there's weasel tracks.
Yeah, there's more.
Like from last episode?
Play the music again, I'll reread it. No, I'm just kidding. An unusual pattern of lines is scratched into the fresh snow, covering the trail at the edge of the clearing.
I thought that's what I was looking at when I was investigating the tracks.
Really
well, that's what I meant to say I was looking at. But
from where you're at, you can't tell what they are. That you can tell that they are unusual patterns of lines in the snow.
Like, can you draw a picture of them so
sure.
I know, see what they look like?
Well, they're unusual patterns of lines.
But is it a pattern, or is it just like they're just completely random?
It could be writing. You can't really tell from where you guys are at.
I say to my magic friends, I'm like, don't one of you guys have an ability to cast a spell and read stuff? I think this might be words.
I know. Does the wizard have something?
Oh, yeah. I can.
I think he's getting out of that. I heard he quit.
I can still use my staff.
Can't you send your monkey?
Monkey is back out.
So.
Stop
let
bringing
me get
up the
this
monkey.
Also, I'm just at some magical academy. You're out here, so what do you tell me? You're a certified college dropout?
Don't tell us.
Shot fired!
No, I graduated. I wasn't at the top of my class, but C's get. C's still get wizard degrees.
Did your parents have to call in some favors?
Magic books.
C's get degrees!
So,
I'm gonna try to do this as realistic as possible.
Wait, did we get all of our stuff back? Can I use?
Yeah, I don't know where we're at.
Do we have
if you level up, you get all your stuff back.
You guys, basically, the hut is behind you, like the smoldering remains of the hut. You guys are facing the trail.
Well, they're actually gonna be pretty shaken up by the whole encounter. So
that was, he's
a little quiet.
Yeah, you're not normally a baby killer.
It was a doll. And I shot it in the eye.
Yeah,
I think that was the first call.
The entire time you were fighting, this is gonna arrow like dangling on
the side. I jumped up on that chair and fucking blew it up.
Yeah, you did.
Did I show you guys a picture of what the doll looked like?
Yes.
Yes.
I need to show it again.
Alright, well, it's right here.
I'm scared. Oh, that was the doll? I thought that was the girl.
Well, same thing.
Oh.
Her soul is trapped.
Alright. Purple blades of grass. That's what you see.
Oh, there's grass and no snow on the ground?
Grass.
Yeah. No, just kidding. I just started using different colors because my black, blue, and green were starting to get used up drawing the maps. So, just ignore it's not actually purple. You guys are just seeing no strange little glass. But yeah, off to your right here and left is just like forest, dense forest covered in snow, of course. And yeah, the path continues on. The weasel tracks go off into the left side of the woods again. They start from about here. And that's what... So what is your actual name now? Snurf?
Schnurrbart.
Schnurrbart.
I wrote a U, and I thought it was an A. But it doesn't matter. You can call me Schnurrbart.
I'll call you Schnurrbart. So Schnurrbart is what told you guys that earlier. So, yeah. What'd you guys like to do?
Weasel tracks.
Check out those markings.
Can I do a spellcraft check on them to see if they're like runes or anything? I don't know how spellcraft works, by the way.
How can you do a check on
Arcana?
I have it.
I think it would be Arcana, but I don't think so.
Okay. No, that's fine. Would I know what runes are?
I don't know. What's the character's backstory?
He lived in a village Heimlich came to town. He was so inspired by his preaching.
I'm gonna guess no.
He left.
I'm gonna assume no.
Okay. And he made ruins for a living.
Ruins or runes?
Ruins.
He made ruins.
Yeah. He made ruins.
Just fucked shit up.
That's why the town really existed.
Yeah, that's why I left town. Or left what was left town.
And by town, he means one house.
What you doing, Jiro? You guys hear the wind howling? It's still snowing, drinking.
Did this snow? Did we know this? Or do I need to make perception check or anything? After we killed that weird doll thing, did the weather change at all? Like, did it lessen, or...?
No. The temperature is still just as cold as it was. Nothing seems to have changed. Maybe alignments.
Oh. We're stepping up our games.
Yeah, close the window, Eric.
Hold on, I'm getting immersed here.
It's so windy.
You guys noticed Jiro walk out in front of you?
This video is also 8 hours long.
I'll start following Jiro.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll like good. Flank I'm him on his left. I'll flank on his left.
I'll be right next to you.
And can I do a perception check when I get up there?
You're going there?
Yeah. Hold iron long sword at the ready. Or at least in my hand.
Okay. Will anything?
Just following everybody else right now.
Okay.
19 on my perception.
19?
I have a perception.
Or 10.
What?
19.
Hey, me too!
You guys noticed that some of the tracks, the lethal tracks go actually ways around it. Some of the tracks, actually pass right through. Don't seem to have disturbed the snow at all. I'm just kind of continued on.
Can I investigate the tracks that walk right through?
Yep.
I'll cast the detect magic in that direction.
Okay.
That'll be a 20.
20?
Yeah.
And you're looking at what tracks?
The tracks through. That go straight through.
Some of them you notice seem to be kind of very, very tiny.
Hey.
Baby. And then, some of them, Jesus Christ. and then some of them appear to be much larger. Actually, a lot larger than you guys get used to. Yeah, they don't really start until near the strange writing. And then suddenly they, like, can saunter off.
Okay, after you can detect magic, there's something else. Like, yeah.
Need to check something real fast? I'll do that soon.
Sure. Go Ryan corner real quick. Ryan!
Yeah?
Tell us about sundering, because there's going to be a lot of it going on pretty soon.
I'll look into that, because that's one I haven't actually looked at too much, and I was ready for next time.
Okay! Ryan corner brought to you this week by Loading Food Weight.
By virtualdreamer.com. Great supplier of wind noises on YouTube.
Jiro, you were detecting faint signs of aberration. You guys couldn't hear that because of the wind.
What?
Get spellcraft check on.
What do you?
Your eyes glowing.
And what is it? You just want to?
Trying to identify it. Yeah. 21 on the roll.
Okay.
Which.
You think it may be over there.
Okay.
The aberration and what you roll, that's all you can do.
This is on the snow, right? Like, on top of snow?
Yes. Well, it's not on top of snow. It's, like, in the snow. Like, it looks drawn into the snow. It's not just
how
like,
deep is the snow?
Where are you guys at? Like, 2 feet, roughly? And I'm off to the right, left, and right.
I want to tunnel under it.
You're going to tunnel under it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, right. Put your mini where you're going to start tunneling at.
So, I'll go... Let's see what that... I'll put here, and,
okay.
Like, dig a tunnel down, and then try to get, like... I'm curious what happens.
Okay, so that's what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you guys are standing around. Jiro's probably still trying to kind of determine what's going on. You just start to see the cat start going like...
I have a shovel.
All right,
but yeah,
shovel.
I'll use my paws.
Okay. Start digging on the snow.
I have a shovel.
You guys can probably see his... you probably notice his tail kind of pop up like a shark through the
little
water.
Little box is back there.
Mm-hmm. And as he gets within 10 feet, this massive explosion, like light appears. It's just like... And you hear like a... And you need to give me a reflex save.
Okay, before that, just so you know, I have a thing called Cat's Luck where I can reroll a reflex save once a day. I still haven't used it.
It's a good time to use it.
So that'll be a 17. Should I use it?
Why am I having flashbacks when I'm swinging the wall?
Who's got another D8 at the ready?
Need one more.
You got lucky.
Wait, do I need to re-roll it?
Hmm?
Do I need to re-roll?
What did you roll?
17.
No, you don't re-roll.
Okay.
I don't know how. You probably don't either. But as you're just tunneling along, you happen to catch your cat instincts kick in. You're able to jump back just enough that you don't feel like you took the full amount of damage, but you're definitely in pain.
Yeah.
And you take 5 points of damage.
Did the glyph go away?
Mm-hmm. The glyph disappears. But you wouldn't know it's glyph unless you're...
Well, yeah.
Alright, you guys got your trap finder.
But does that make my, was it so warm that any, like, do I get bonuses for, the reflex?
No. It was actually quite cold.
Oh, it was a cold blast? So I stand up, I go, well, that didn't work! And I'm in a lot of pain.
Just imagine you pop out the snow brushing off. I don't. For a victim. How are you doing on hit points?
I had 10 and now I'm at 5.
Okay. That's how it works at the end of level, do we?
Yeah,
get the 10 or the hit points that we gained.
Wait, what's up?
So we gained levels, so do we get all the hit points that we...
No. No, not until you rest.
Okay.
Well, I had no idea how many hit points I had before they gained, so I'm at 4.
Something.
Well, I guess go ahead.
So the glyphs that went away?
Yeah, the glyphs gone.
I won't be at the ready because I'll even voice this. Like, oh, that probably alerted whatever made those footprints. So I reckon we all probably better be at the ready here for what's coming down the road.
Yeah.
Can I hide in my tunnel that I made to, like, surprise whatever comes?
You're going to just jump back in the tunnel?
Well, yeah. Like, just kind of duck down so they don't...
It's not, like, a wet snow. It's kind of powdery.
Oh.
So most of it is kind of just kind of collapsed on itself.
Oh, just in the tunnel.
Yeah. Need a better digging ability.
Okay. Improve digging.
Well, anything after you witnessed that awesome display of... Dexterity.
Laugh a little.
Nobody cares about the cat.
I'm just going to hang back for a second. I've been kind of out of it.
That's fine. How far along are you?
Done.
Oh, okay. All right, so yeah, if you guys would like to continue on,
yeah.
Unless there's anything else,
well,
continue on down the tree.
I'm kind of hurt, I say.
Yeah, yeah. Heal me!
In other words, yeah.
Feel fine.
Perfect. Back up to full health. I'm invincible, I say. And run into the forest.
And follow the tree.
Yep.
Yeah. Good job.
Alright, so you guys continue on.
Are there trees or anything?
Yeah, there's off to the sides.
I kind of want to, like, just so we're not, like, walking in a big group, kind of, I will, like, fan out from them a little bit.
You can do that. However, you, as I said before, you notice that the path opens up into a clearing.
Metamorphosized.
We found
the thing. Ignore my amazing artistic skills.
Dad, I think we found
We're all the
kindergarten level.
We're all the lucky charm.
Ooh.
We got the horseshoes.
Reminds me of reminds me of a C.S. Lewis book, The Magician's Nephew. And all these fools that leave the different dimensions.
Should we take a break real quick?
No.
Fine.
Is it still windy?
It is still windy.
Like
I think
it.
It's fitting. I think I just feel like it's picked up as like static. Like, I think we're still talking about stupid MP3 player.
You want me to put like a cockatoo sound and
I don't think they're winter animals. Then again, they may have been in the area.
And I believe.
You know what? Do it.
That sounds good. Yeah, you can hear it.
Four. Low igloos stand here in the snow. A well-packed trail of large footprints passes between them, heading both north and west.
And I recognize them as the tracks I saw earlier.
Yes, you do.
Guys, these are those big things that went through, that probably laid that trap. That really, really hard to get around trap. Thank you.
Anything else, Columbo?
just one more thing.
Yeah. We should do a session at Columbo sometime.
Murder mystery.
But he knows the entire time.
Oh, yeah. He acts like he's dumb. Yeah. What's his wife's name?
Oh, I got it. Mod.
Columbia. Probably Mod. Mod sounds all right. Anastasia.
Oh, wow. I didn't. This drug.
Yeah.
This is on a 10-second delay.
These are igloos. If you want, I can draw them in for you.
No. What's in the middle? Fire or something?
There's like a rock.
Perception check.
Anybody else?
A good idea.
That is a lovely idea. Detect magic check.
Examine before you fight.
Natural 20.
That's 20. You detect the magic?
Yep.
You do not detect any magic?
Eight.
It is snowing still, so you guys will be at minuses.
Yeah, it's bad.
You're still leveling? Okay.
Well, no, it's
nah,
the, no, it's a number two.
Right? Basically, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
just
I am.
It's
not the best time to try to take a boo in the woods. No, it's not. I signal.
I don't think there's such a thing as a wrong time.
Boo in the woods?
Alright. Everyone else seems sort of like falling snow, maybe a snowflake catches your eye once in a while, but Snurf sees something different. He sees a strange humanoid-like being, which, not to break immersion, because we always stay immersed, will you grab me just any sort of mini, it doesn't really matter, just something kind of wingish.
Wingish?
Yeah, like a wingman bar.
So, a Strix?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a Strix, all of them.
Really?
It's got different
things. Oh, it's feedback.
You just have to notice a strange little guy. He is tiny. He's small. That works too.
Is it a fae?
You can't tell. You can't tell from where you're at. But you know that there's a humanoid-ish looking being sitting on the rock in the center of the camera.
I detect evil. I'm a paladin.
Alright, you're detecting evil,
right.
You're not detecting evil,
or
would you detect
good? So I say in a hushed voice, I'm like, I can't tell. I'm going to go into a closer look. And I want to do stealth and kind of come
idea.
Across this way. Well, that may join the party.
Here, let me do that for you.
So I'm going to kind of walk.
So you're going to try to sneak through the woods off to the right
just
there?
Sneak through here and kind of come around and see if I can get a closer look at it.
Okay. Give me a stealth check.
These guys are working well today. Stealth plus 10, 25.
Nice.
You son of a bitch. Alright, so what is everyone else doing while David just suddenly kind of like saunters off?
No, I tell him what I'm doing. I'm like,
yeah, he's starting to do what he's doing. Zerash is...
I'm going to continue to proceed. Great job on my last.
He's just like really interested in one snow.
Look like. At Zerach. Seriously, what happened back there? Did anyone else just reimagine the law? Hey, look, a chest.
That's the told him to
do
it.
Zerach is going to be getting ready for battle.
Okay, weapons are out. Well,
this ain't the same person being targeted.
Did you guys overhear me and Dustin talking?
Yeah. Probably.
Dustin has put his soul into a new vessel. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, it's an urn.
Yeah. It's a walking urn.
In the house somewhere.
Just put a cat mask on it.
It's I was in Sony's ashes. Probably some rich folks home. Yeah, get a good reincarnation.
I guess I'll be kind of off to the side.
Okay. Like, you feel like you're going to try to hide, or...
Not really hide, but...
Yeah, certainly just kind of...
bracing.
Okay.
Preparing for battle.
Yeah.
Willem, same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll another perception check. So you can see
Probably not.
No, probably not.
You feel like you can make out a little
more.
You can kind of see that.
Well, we kind of
there are in fact igloos.
You would get a bonus because of what Snarbark said.
Yeah.
What did I say?
That I'm all you're hanging out is igloos.
Never mind.
You don't see. You don't see the person or the thing that Snurf saw.
There's no F in my name.
Snurf. Snurf. Jiro?
I will pull out and ready my crossbow.
Okay. Alright. Schnurr, as you're searching, you're going across through the little woods here.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little closer, and you can tell from where they're at now that this isn't back to Fae. Okay. And it just seems to be sort of resting on the this like large boulder.
And
it's got a... It has a sickle, like a small hand scythe, and it's a right hand.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Oh.
And it's just sort of like resting there on the rock on the snow. From the, it doesn't seem to be in any sort of... It's not very attentive, but it doesn't seem to be... it just seems to be sort of hanging out.
Do I see any, like, the tracks on the ground that I can see? I want to try to see if, like, I think there are people in the igloos. Like, I think there's people...
Like you in, like, this igloo here? Closest one to
you? Well, just anywhere. Like, if I see, like, fresh tracks, so it looks like people have been...
Well, yeah, the description earlier said that you could see the large tracks.
I know, I guess I'm...
No, but that's the only tracks that you see.
But I'm more wondering, are they fresh tracks?
Hmm? Yeah, you can tell that they've been walked on back and forth
before,
and so obviously...
You're handing it to
the... That's good.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'll kind of see if I can hear anybody talking inside of it. So I guess it's a perception.
Is it your freedom today?
11.
All right, as you put your little cat ear into the igloo,
Real cat ear.
You're listening as hard as you possibly can, but you don't. All you hear is the sound of wind.
And I say, "Game on!" And I run right at the creature with the rock.
You're like charging, or you are just running.
I want to like kind of well. I don't really think.
I see. I wish I was at the end where like as soon as you say it, it happens.
So I want to like run and like try to jump and tackle it, like, because I get, like, a surprise on it, since it doesn't know I'm there.
Yeah.
And I know my, like, companions can see me, so I'm guessing if they...
So you're just...
So I crouch down and I wiggle my butt and I look at the...
So you're running, gonna grapple them?
Yeah, just run and, like, leap and shoot, grab them, and then try to, like, tackle them to the ground.
Okay.
See how that goes.
So yeah, okay, so Jiro, Zerash, and Willem are, you guys are on the trail, kind of probably watching ahead. Maybe some of you are trying to see what Snurr even saw. But suddenly you do see like a form just come darting out of the pass one of the igloos, and it just lunges in the air.
And as it's in the air, I go, Prisma, help us.
And you just see it tackle whatever, it like jumps and tackles whatever's on the... Whatever's on the rock, but, I guess attempts to attack. Give me a,
And this is a fey, right? So I get the bonus?
You think it's a fey, yes.
Well.
You don't know if you get the bonus, you just think it is a fey.
Well, it's 16 if it's a fey. If it's not, it's 14.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough. This thing kind of sort of just, like, gives suddenly as if it didn't know you were there.
Yeah.
Obviously. But,
It's flat-footed, right?
Well, yes. It's very tiny. Don't have any arches. So yeah, it gets tackled, and I guess I don't know. Would that be your surprise round?
Yeah, because I mean we weren't.
Yeah. Okay, so I will let
do initiative, or do they
should do initiative?
Yeah, assuming you guys are attacking.
Well, I don't really. I more want to question it, but I mean, I'm guessing this thing's going to fight back.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what your comrades are going to do. If they want to join in, or if they're going to watch and just kill everybody. Or at least get them killed. Okay, so. There's also no, just to the listeners maybe. Ryan brought this really cool initiative counter thing in, so thank you, Ryan, for actually finally not screw up your guys' initiative, which I tend to do. So, Jiro, what did you?
I have an 8.
I'm sure you'll still find a way to mess it up. I believe in you. 20.
Zerash?
15. 10.
I'm up to my normal rolling. So actually, anyone who's listening can probably just skip to the end of the episode because they know how everything's going to pan out.
I wonder if there's a way to see how many people skip the episode.
But actually, listen to the DM as if they were playing.
Sure there's a way. But we'd have to, well, have to be better at programming, and we'd have to get some kind of malware
it's
on
not,
there.
I will yeah. Say that it's not as bad as I thought it was.
What's the thing on the right for? The empty space.
Notes.
Oh.
Fancy.
This is nice. Alright. Schneer will be going first. Zerath is going.
On favorite enemy.
What's
do
your
I...
dex bonus? Two.
The D3.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your D2 yet, or did you not order that?
No.
Yeah,
you
got a whole pocket full.
D5.
All right, got a couple D2s. I can carry them around. That's
cool.
Here you go. Here's a D2.
Special yeah, go ahead and start.
So, well, my question is,
special presidential.
Probably be a question for Ryan, or I guess anybody that knows. Favorite enemy, does that factor into anything I do to the enemy, or only attacking?
That's awesome.
I'll give you a bonus to interrogating. That's what you want to do if you want to talk to questions or try to do checks. But that would be it. Like, it's still gonna put up a fight with like. It's not just gonna be like.
Well, since I, because I haven't grappled, am I able to do double weapon attack, or I don't know?
No, because you have them like. Your arms are being. Technically, you're being. Your arms are used right now, like, your weapons aren't even out.
Hmm. Alright, I take out that journal we found, and I start reading to him.
I thought
you
used that to
make a fire. Oh, did we? Okay, I guess
part of it. We saved what? The part that was.
Oh, yeah, about the traps. I guess I'll.
That worked out well.
I just want to subdue it, so I guess I'll just, because I've got, like, my star knives on my hand, I'll just kind of take, like, the
edge part. Well, did you have your weapons out?
I figured I just kind of had them on me. If not, I'll just punch them then. I mean, I don't get a bonus, because I was going to use the blunt end of the star knife, so
well,
it doesn't really matter.
I don't really think they have blunt ends, though.
Well, because you hold them like this, and they
you
have,
hold
like,
them in the center.
Like,
your
little
cat,
handles.
You have
so.
Claws.
Yeah, but I'm trying to subdue it, I'm not trying to kill it.
Yeah, you get your favorite enemy bonus to your bluff, knowledge, perception, sense motive, and survival of these creatures of the chosen type.
Yeah.
I'll just headbutt him.
Bye, Ron. Come down.
Alright. Well, I guess give me an attack roll.
Natural 20.
Nice.
It's going to be like in the asylum all over again.
Headbutt.
Just add strength, then? 19.
Yeah, I would just
be 19.
Specifically neck muscles.
Oh, then it's a 27.
Oh, damn. I've been going
that's all I exercise is my neck.
Yeah, I've been going to a lot of Kansas.
Oh. Pantera.
Oh. So I guess what would that just be like a... just give me... Do a D6. What do
I don't know, what's a crit on...
Just give me a D6.
So
if it's, I feel like it's only a D4.
So roll it twice, or just multiply it by two?
Yeah, Just one player.
So 10.
Unless Eric wants to do it differently.
Well, he can do it however you want. I think you were right. I think it's actually going to be a good move too.
Well,
yeah, unless you have an improved grab or an improved unarmed
group headbutt. I wish there would be like that. Alright, so I'll let you do the D6 for now, and then I'll go.
Alright, 10 then.
Okay. So, this thing's just like wide eyed, and it's just like squirming, and you just headbutt it. Like, you've never been more sure of a headbutt in your life.
Oh,
it's very clean.
And there's a +2 on that, since it's
tiny. It's
so
tiny.
He's basically got it like a
baby. Yeah, exactly. He's like
holding it by its arms and
it's like on it. Yeah, he's essentially it's essentially like flailing like a cat, and just like it's like trying to get out, and he's just like,
oh, and since it's a fey, it'll be a 12.
12 damage?
Yeah, subdue damage. Subdue damage.
Let's get an action shot of you headbutting a baby.
Headbutting a
baby.
Shut up, baby! I'll give you really bad SIDS.
Oh my god. We need a different award.
Thumbs?
No.
Here. Stick it in front of him like that.
I'm not the one that said I was headbutting a baby.
Oh. Yeah, you are? That's what you're doing.
That's what you said. It's a fey. They're evil.
Thresh, after witnessing
it's not
probably do the coolest thing he's ever done.
It's not unconscious?
What is it? No, he's fine. He's not looking so hot, but he's fine.
How does subdue damage work? I'm sorry. I'm confused.
It's just normal damage, and then it's just like a separate counter, essentially.
Oh, but if it goes below its hit points?
Then it's
not. Zero, he's
not. Okay. Unless you're in an asylum.
Oh, you were doing subdue damage? I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because remember in the asylum, I tried to do subdue damage, and
well, if
I
you go
rolled
below,
like...
it's going to crit.
Yeah, if you go below, like, the normal
that's a lot more
level.
Forgiving with crits with subdue. Why not?
Subdual actually works. It goes off, basically, once you do, like, their full health, and then plus their ton of damage of subdual, you start doing normal damage to them, that's how you kill them.
Well, turn to sadistic mode.
Give me the fucking info! Gee, Steve, you killed him.
Well, he didn't give me the info, damn it.
Thresh. It's all you.
All right, so seeing him do that, I see him headbutt. Does it look like the baby he's killing? Does it look like it goes limp or anything?
No. No, it's fighting. It's not happening. It's fighting.
Baby, give us your secrets.
I can't talk. I'm a baby.
I was a million-dollar baby.
No, I screamed that.
I was in Super Genius.
Wilm's gonna scream that.
I'm not gonna be able to make it to him.
You've learned how to use your cranium.
But I'll run up to here, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do a perception check to look inside all of these.
Oh, so you have to have prerequisites to do it, even the attack in the combat. Is that what I'm reading right? It says con 13 and then toughness.
That's dumb.
I think that's like,
so it doesn't have to be like technically.
Well, technically, since he doesn't have any of that stuff, he's got a -4 to hit.
Yeah, which
but
wasn't
he
a
got
good
an
natural
20,
right.
It doesn't matter. No. But anywho, I am doing a perception check to come up and be able to reach.
And you just kind of ran in here?
Yep, and
okay.
I'm going right there, and I'm trying to look inside all the angles. I'm assuming those are open.
Yes.
That'll be a 24.
And you are just the Sigla first?
Whatever, I'm just looking at anything.
Oh, you're just looking from what you can see
from
here.
From what I see here, can I see anything in them?
Okay.
I'm just kind of like, we're doing a quick glance over right now.
Yeah, with these two igloos and this one here, you won't be able to see into this one to the west. But, you can't see anything in there. There doesn't seem to be any activity. From what you can tell, they seem to be clear.
You don't hear anything here.
You do not hear anything.
Don't let me butt in, Narbar.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the baby's turn. Where are you heading?
Jesus. Like, it's nice as
I'm
not
heading towards you.
Because
what
headbutt?
Yeah. Did you damage your head?
Huh? I crit on my with a headbutt. Yeah. Is it the dumb face turn?
Yep.
Just try to break my CMD. It's crazy high. My dex is nuts.
He is going to try to escape.
Do it.
Oh, he's going to do it.
Beat an 18, idiot.
He probably won't. actually great.
Is it 18? It would actually be...
Oh, 20.
20, yeah.
Because you're a stupid fae.
He manages to escape.
God damn it.
Yeah. Sort of, you just like, kind of like, strange enough, almost like, I don't know, like a loop that something just whoop, just kind of pops out of your arms, flies up. Not like super high, but just kind of flies up next to you there. And,
I don't need any more spells.
Well, it's really nice to stuff. And, that will be its turn. Now we go to Willem.
I get it, Willem. Let's see. How far away? Can I go charge and tackle it maybe as well?
Which one's you?
That one, yeah.
I mean, technically, you can charge. It's a straight line. It's pretty far, and you feel like it's too far.
It's about 40. It's 40.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want to.
And then unarmed tackle.
So you want to tackle him again? Jeez, he gets just like a football. Yeah, go for it.
That's what they do. But he's in the air, right?
Yeah, but he's not like he's tiny, so he's not out of his reach or anything. He's just essentially at like a David's height,
like. He's like 5 feet.
Yeah, he's just off the ground.
You need CMD?
Huh? Yep.
Have improved unarmed strike
bonus
now
for charge.
Too, so.
Not a health CMD. I think charge is just attacking.
Well, I
thought
otherwise I would get a. Wouldn't I get it? No, just I wouldn't get a.
No, because yeah,
an unarmed
attack
usually.
So if you're going to do charge, essentially you just get
an unarmed attack. Or are you just going up there and punching him, or are you seeing him doing?
I'm going up there and tackling. Whatever.
You want me.
Just give you a CMB?
Yep.
Is that what you meant? Okay. Come on, high. Oh,
yeah.
But that's not going to be good. Seven.
Well, before he tries to punch you in the face, he definitely just puts his fist up and you just kind of run into it. His little tiny baby
hand. He's like, oh, I can't do anything. I thought I got better at this.
That is a 20 for the attack of opportunity.
Wait. Why do I get an attack?
Because you try to grapple him.
But I have improved an arm. Does that matter?
No,
you try to grapple.
I need improved grapple more.
I doubt he confirmed. I mean, he may have.
Okay.
Which you have the creating grip.
One arm strike is one.
Actually, yeah, he definitely confirmed. 22.
Jesus,
gonna get punched by this baby.
No, you're not getting punched. You're getting sickled.
I just imagine him running, and he's like holding out his fist, waiting for him to run into it.
What was it?
A 22. Versus Gracie.
That's
that's totally gonna hit.
Okay.
It's like wrestlers where they throw people against the rope and they just sit there with their fist out.
Yeah, exactly.
Just punch them.
It's
exactly.
Hand up.
Yeah.
even after that. Well, don't worry. It's not gonna hit too hard. Cool, Mike. Okay. That's 6 points of damage, and you need to give me a fortitude save.
Okay, wait. So do I get? I don't get the level up stuff, or do I get the level up stuff? So I have 23 with my second level.
23 AC?
Hit points.
Oh, hit points. No, like, you basically it'd be like your hit points pool expands, but, like, you don't just heal up to it. You don't heal up to your limit.
Okay.
Unless you rested.
So I'm at...
At least that's
how rest then, or not?
No, you guys have... Not since you...
We burned down the house, and then we kept on going.
Oh, we should... Why didn't we rest? Because
someone burned down the house.
I don't know why we didn't rest. We did good long.
Well, that's true. Somebody did burn down the house.
We had
burning down the house.
No joke.
So what? You need a fortitude save.
Yes.
I lost hit points.
Fortitude save. 6 points. 6 points. Hit points of damage. Yeah.
That sucks. That hurts.
It does.
I'd rather not die before all the other hit points I have come into play. All right, and then fortitude. 20.
Yep.
20. All right. You don't manage to get any colder.
Ah, that's good.
All right. So,
This baby cut me, guys!
The cat made it look so easy!
I'm sitting back there, I just see him fucking buckle over
there. Yeah, he totally is just like face palm and then slice.
Man, I didn't run up there.
What would you like to do? No charging? Come on!
He didn't get seized.
I can see the rest. I'm like, man, that's normally something I would do.
He didn't get seized in his...
Oracle School?
Yeah, his Oracle School.
Back to you. All right.
I trigger the button on my belt that makes my star knife shoot out into my hands.
Alright, so you're taking out your star knife.
I like how David can see into the future with here.
next city guys that make it to. Who can get me a contraption that will shoot my star knives into my hands?
I think one over there.
Oh, sure.
And then.
Why do you think you make
one? And then, not the shoot.
I'm going to say, why did...
Yeah, it just sounds cool.
I know there's dagger versions.
I'll just say...
Oh, yeah, like a...
Oh, this is a fey, right? Yeah, okay. So it's a fey, so there's no minuses to my attacks.
Okay.
It'll even out. And so the first one will be a 14.
That's a miss.
The second one...
Yes.
It's a 6.
All right. Would you like to take your 5-foot step or no?
I'll hang out.
Okay. Zeresh.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Where do you want to go? All right, so what I'm seeing here, I see it slipped out of Snarbart's grasp. I see Willem run up.
It's wise.
You've never been more affirmed of his pathetic ability to wrestle.
I respect for him. But
so the baby cuts
him. Then
the
I seen the baby come up to him like, no. No.
And then cuts him.
Oh, it was total shut down.
How high up above the ground is that rock that I'm sitting on?
Only like a foot or so.
Okay, that's great.
I mean, it's just mostly wide. All right. Raid? How angry? Like, fucking hate babies! Running up, kill him.
They flanking?
Flanking?
Michael J. Caboose.
Using my new rage ability, Smasher.
Oh, shit. Is he
on
gonna,
his.
We can have some.
No, this, is gonna, this actually isn't going to hurt him at all. It's going to break his weapon.
We say baby needs his diaper changed.
So I'm going to do a sunder to his weapon. Yeah. Smasher means it ignores his hardness, so it'll be direct damage to it.
Okay.
And that is the natural.
I do believe that probably. Yeah, you see like his weapon just like that kind of shatter the ground.
I
it doesn't seem phased though.
I go, baby, don't play with sharp things. And yes, I do want it destroyed, not to have or broken condition. I guess.
Okay. Nah, he won't be using it. Don't you worry.
And he goes, my pinky.
5-foot step. You guys see him reach into his like his little pocket. He picks up he picks up something out of it and throws it at the kitty cat.
It's a ball of yarn.
Yeah, you start flanking. You've never been more compelled to play this ball of yarn.
Wasn't in second edition, you remember there was like Wizard Moon or something? You had that book that was always in the Wizard Moon, like you had to a wisdom check. Fallen foes or friends. Like they were just hugging all the time, so like if your friends died, even then you had to roll like a wisdom check to not just like start biting in. Yeah.
You are on top of the rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The rock, whatever he throws at you, manages to just land at your feet, but it clangs against the rock you're sitting on. And you see this thunderous, like, and everyone needs to give me, except for Giro, a fortitude save, please.
Reflex.
That's looking.
23.
10.
20. Nope, 18.
10?
23.
Okay. 18, unless it's a cold base thing. Okay. You guys are able to shrug out this loud sound, it's more surprising than anything, but unfortunately, Willem, you're like, you hear that beep in your ears, and you're like, what? What? And, yeah, you are deafened, and you will be at some negatives.
No.
For a while.
Thunder shows are fun. Should
have what, negatives for what? Everything?
You'll have a 20% less chance to cast any spells.
Okay.
That would be a component.
Yep.
I guess card And yeah, you'll be it'll be for an hour. So for a while. You'll
be shit.
What?
Fucking hour? God damn it.
That's a long time.
What?
How long is that in fake time?
I just start mouthing words to him.
Yeah. He has no idea since Cat's mouth's weird.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, Willem.
Can I punch? I'm going to punch this baby. I got a better chance of doing that.
Just like shocked. You don't know what
you're doing. You pick my 5 foot step and jack him.
Punch him in the face.
That
punch
I do have improved on, so he doesn't get that attack of opportunity. Come on. Fuck, just a 10.
Just 10?
Yeah, I'm having shitty rolls.
Willem, while I respect your wanting to run in there and use your fist, don't you have a giant boomerang stick that you've been using?
What?
Did that break?
What?
Boomerang. I go.
What? Dancer.
Stop
talking monkey?
Stop. No, I won't go out with you.
You want to take a break real quick?
For what?
For to grab some minis. You use the bathroom.
More stuff's happening? Mm-hmm. Well, we're pretty close to the end of an episode. Let's just call it.
Fine, we'll leave.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We hate
baby
to do this
fight.
To you,
baby fight next time. And a continuing adventure of Death Willy.
And apparently other people.
Death Willy and his friends.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.